Welcome to Faith and Good Counsel, where we talk about ways to live a virtuous life and all of the things that affect us in our vocations, in whatever state of life we may be in. And now your host, Stacy Galino.
Hey everybody, such a pleasure and a blessing to my heart to be with you once again this week on Faith and Good Counsel. And as always, as I say, I find every week I'm so excited about my guest. I can't help it. My heart is full today because I have a very, very special guest, and one that came to my heart just recently as I was praying and planning and pondering about future shows and future guests. And as the Holy Spirit is wont to do, He speaks to us in those whispers that are so clear if we're just listening and we're open and receptive. And the Holy Spirit said to me, "Sweetheart, you need to talk to Jeff." Let me tell you who Jeff is. That is none other than Jeff Blackwell, the lovely... I just have so many words for Jeff. I'm looking at him right now as he is working the board producing the show today, Faith and Good Counsel, as he does each and every week, and as he produces all of the shows, in fact, for Catholic Community Radio. Such a humble man, such a humble Saint Joseph, and someone that I truly love and respect. So, hey there, Jeff.
Well, good afternoon, Stacy. And I can tell you, I do have the face made for radio, so you're not looking at much. But
I stopped in my tracks and just had this flood of peace and this just, I don't know what the word is, but just this burning in my heart when the Lord said to me, "You need to talk to Jeff." And I thought, oh my goodness, about what? I can't wait. And so that's what we're going to find out in just a few minutes. But as you know, Jeff, yes. And as you know, my dear listeners, we always start Faith and Good Counsel with prayer. And I chose today to couch our show in the theme of trust, because that is something that both Jeff and I are on the journey of. Yeah. The trust in the Lord. And aren't we all? Aren't we all needing to evermore trust in divine mercy, our Lord Jesus Christ? And so let us begin with the opening prayer of the Divine Mercy Chaplet. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fount of mercy for us, I trust in you. Saint Faustina, Pope Saint John Paul II, Saint Maximian Kolbe, please pray for us. Our Lady of Good Counsel, please pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm, as I said, extremely excited and just delighted to have none other than Jeff Blackwell as my guest today. And he's doing double duty because he's also producing the show. And this is just the kind of guy he is, because he can do all these things so amazingly. So thank you, Jeff,
for it's a privilege.
Answering, saying it's a yes, privilege. Giving your fiat.
Right? Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It is a privilege.
Yeah. So I just want to start off. There's this quote from St. Faustina's diary that I just love, Jeff. And I think of you, actually, when I see this particular quote, and all of my dear listeners, and it speaks to my heart as well. It's from the diary 1074. And here's St. Faustina. She says, "When I went for adoration, I heard these words," and these are Christ's words to her, "Tell aching mankind to snuggle close to my merciful heart, and I will fill it with peace. I am love and mercy itself. When a soul approaches me with trust, I fill it with such an abundance of graces that it cannot contain them within itself, but radiates them to other souls." Isn't that awesome?
And that is.
It is awesome. And Jeff, when I read that and when I ponder that, I think of you because not only of the man that you are, but also of what the gifts that God has given you to radiate his grace to others. Because friends, you may be aware, as I've said, Jeff is working the board. In fact, Jeff is a broadcast and recording engineer. And so, and he's our director of operations here at Catholic Community Radio. And all of the cool stuff that you hear 24/7 is happening because of Jeff Blackwell. Amazing, humble, humble man. He's turning red as we speak. But I'm just so grateful. We all are so grateful for Jeff here. So this is truly an example of a man who is using the gifts that God gave him to share God's grace. So thank you for that.
Oh, again, it is a privilege. And I'll tell you that it's one of the things that I learned as a young man coming up, because I just love listening to the radio and mimicking those disc jockeys.
This was back do one for us. I think you should 60s. Do one for us.
Oh, I wish I could right off the top of my head.
Wolfman Jack. What about him?
Let's see. Yeah, I could do a Wolfman. I got to get into character for that. But I'm sorry.
Maybe later. Maybe
you're
later.
Me on the spot.
Think about it and do it later.
I tickled about getting. I remember my grandmother giving me a transistor radio, It just, you know, because.
Little handheld.
Yeah.
I had one of those. I loved it. 1960s, baby.
Yeah, well, I was 60. This was like 61, 62. So,
awesome.
You know, the Japanese were building those small little circuits and stuff. And I think I had a 7 transistor radio. That was cool.
Woohoo!
But I digress there. But anyway, I always wanted to be on the radio. And I thought that would be such a cool job. And as I got a little older, I had somebody tell me, he said, you have a gift, but you need to use it for God and use it in a right way.
Wow.
And I thought about that. So over the years, I've never done, you know, what I would say inappropriate commercials.
Yes.
I had a friend who would do a spot for an abortion clinic, but he wouldn't do a gun shop. Can you imagine that?
Interesting.
Based
on what logic?
I don't know.
We could digress and think about that for
right.
a minute. It's amazing how we can kind of delude ourselves.
I know.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from, you know, bars, spots for bars and, mm-hmm.
And other maybe sins against chastity kinds of places.
Things that, exactly. I didn't even do movie spots. I just didn't care for.
Because in the end, Jeff, you do have to kneel before God and give an account, right?
Yeah.
And we all do. And that's the way we make our decisions as Catholics and Christians. You know, I have to explain this to the Lord one day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I love the advice that you were given. That was definitely Holy Spirit inspired because you could certainly go off in many, many avenues. And it's a hard business, isn't it?
And sometimes
you need money. I mean, sometimes.
And it is a competitive business those who are more popular, because it is. In essence, a popularity contest. The personalities that make the most money are the ones that are the most flamboyant and sometimes, you know, do inappropriate things.
But, yeah. Let me think for a minute. Jeff Blackwell and flamboyant couldn't be further apart. Humble and flamboyant don't go in the same context. And Jeff is definitely very gifted, but very humble. And that's the best combination.
Well, I just try to. I thoroughly enjoy audio production, and it's just one of those things. I really felt it was a gift. And even as digital recording came along, because for years everything was done on reel-to-reel tape or reel-to-reel multi-tracks. But as digital waveform displays came along, it was almost like I just had a knack. I just knew there were certain things to look for. And it was just mostly on the job training, I don't know.
Well, we're just all amazed at what you know.
I consider it a God-given talent and gift, and I thank him for it several times a day, every day.
Amen. And we do too, Jeff, because, you know, what's so easy and comes so naturally to you blows our minds, if I may just use that metaphor. It blows my mind what Jeff knows how to do, and thank God that he's using it for God.
Well, and here again, it's been preparation that God has been preparing me, and I wholeheartedly believe this, to be here, because this is where I feel at home, to be able to use his gifts
Amen.
For his good.
His glory. Amen. Yeah. And you know what's interesting, Jeff? We have something in common. You and I both come from a Baptist tradition. Now, that means that's kind of a wide berth of meanings. You know, there are different, I guess, avenues of being Baptist.
Yeah.
What can you talk about how a little bit about that and how you became Catholic? I know that's a big journey that you'll be discussing on one of our other locally produced programs in the future. So we'll just give a little teaser right now.
Well, I was raised Baptist. My dad came from a Pentecostal background. My mom was Baptist, a missionary Baptist, if you've ever heard of that. And in fact, my parents were responsible for starting three churches.
Wow.
I mean, they just went
on fire for the Lord.
Yeah. So I was raised Baptist, and later on went to work. You know, I worked in radio for a short while, and here again, part of this calling, I went to work for Jimmy Swaggart because Swaggart owned eight radio stations around it was four AMs and four FMs, but it was all around the country.
Now, this is what time period are we talking?
This was the late 70s, early 80s.
I was listening, Jeff, because that was, you know, part of our family's tradition too. They loved Jimmy. My grandmother loved Jimmy Swaggart.
Oh, well.
So we were listening to, she had Jimmy Swaggart eight track tapes and listened to the radio. We were listening to you. Who knew Jeff would be sitting here today?
I know. Isn't
amazing.
That crazy? But I got a lot of experience from programming and management. So I managed a couple of stations. And really what happened, I was running the station in Pensacola. Swaggart came to town and had a camp meeting, these live revival things. He said, man, I listen to the radio station. I love the way it sounds. I want you to come to Baton Rouge. You make all of my stations sound that way.
My
so
goodness.
That led into a national management position, but things change.
Things can change. Well, I'm curious to know. So, you know, how did you go from being this individual within the Swaggart operation to becoming Catholic? Because that's kind of a big jump.
Well, it is, and it was part of that search because, and in fact, I had one guy at an Assemblies of God church tell me one day, he says, man, and I told him I worked for Jimmy Swaggart and managed his radio station in Baton Rouge, and he says, you know what, if you listen to all the preachers on that radio station, you're going to wind up going to hell. So I thought, you know, that's true because there's a lot of opinions.
And where's the truth?
That's it. And
with
that's,
a capital T.
That's the search that led me to my Catholic faith, is the search of the truth.
And really, and that's the prayer. When you are truly seeking, you know, seek and you will find, the Lord opens those doors. It is a journey, and it's a journey of mercy. It's a journey of love, and it's a journey of trust. And that's what I want to continue with when we come back from our break here on Faith and Good Counsel. We're going to talk more about Jeff's journey and how he has blessed us with his presence here at Catholic Community Radio. There's so much more to this story. You're listening to Stacy Galino, Faith and Good Counsel, with my guest, Jeff Blackwell. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who can't get their day started without a cup of liquid defibrillation? If so, you're not alone. Morning coffee deficiency affects more and more of us each year. Catholic Community Radio may be able to help you get the caffeine you need to live a normal, productive life. Join the Coffee Club, a growing number of folks just like yourself who use their stainless steel dosage tumbler to get just the right amount of coffee to face the day. Don't let morning coffee deficiency keep you in the breakfast nook. Visit CatholicCommunityRadio.com today.
Hi, David Dawson here, president of Catholic Community Radio. Southeast Louisiana is an area rich in our Catholic faith, steeped in our traditions, and thanks to your support, it's home to a station of great Catholic programming that we could call our own. From Wake Up Louisiana every weekday morning to the Catholic Underground every Sunday night, this is your station, and we rely on you financially and spiritually. And you could donate online at CatholicCommunityRadio.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Faith and Good Counsel. I'm Stacy Galino, your host, and I'm so pleased and honored to have with me today. He's really with me every time we do a Faith and Good Counsel show, but today he's my guest, Jeff Blackwell. Thanks, Jeff.
Oh, and it's—I keep saying it's a privilege. I mean it, and it's unusual to be sitting here you know, doing a show with
multitasking
you.
More than usual, but doing a fine job, I might add.
Thank you.
My humble, precious friend, colleague. I want to read another quote from St. Right. Faustina's diary. It's from 163. This one reminds me of you too, Jeff. This is Faustina speaking. Mm-hmm. I want to be completely transformed into your mercy and to be your living reflection, O Lord. May the greatest of all divine attributes, that of your unfathomable mercy, pass through my heart and soul to my neighbor. Isn't that beautiful? And we both have that prayer, don't we? And you have such a gift for doing that, just in your person, Jeff, but also through the gifts and talents that the Lord has given you to be able to help all of us to be able to do that as well here at Catholic Community Radio. And it's been such a journey of faith, but also a journey of trust that has ultimately led to you and I sitting here across from one another today.
That's right.
Part of that journey, and I want to hit on just a little bit of your conversion. There's so much to this beautiful story, but it had something to do with the early church fathers, didn't it?
Well, it did, but I didn't realize that's what it was at the time.
Right, because we're not taught that. We don't know who early church fathers are in the Baptist tradition.
Right, and being raised Baptist, and then the searching for the truth that I mentioned before the break is what led me to find out. Well, I'll just put it this way. I tried different brands, okay? I switched brands. I went to the Church of the Nazarene, the Assemblies of God. I even went to Lutheran Church. But I was searching, and I finally just said, I just throw my hands up, I quit. And there was about a five-year period where I didn't even go to church.
Now, this was after you were you still employed by Swaggart Ministries
after I left Swaggart, that's kind of where I went. I went back to work in secular radio doing news, and I was, you know, searching for a church. Now, I got to tell you, but this wasn't a big deal at the time. I married a Catholic, my wife Diane.
Beautiful Diane.
Was cradle Catholic.
Yeah.
And she was the good and patient wife. And she just kind of sat on the sidelines, and she would go to church with me. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I just quit going to church one day. And I'll never forget, it was a Sunday morning, the sun breaking through the window. It's about 8 or 9 o'clock, and my oldest daughter came walking in. And I'm trying to remember how old she was, but... you know, she was a preteen, and and it hit me. It's like, you are responsible for their souls. You have got to do something.
Wow.
You've got to get these kids in church. And then I heard the term that you're being the male, the husband and dad, I'm the priest of the family.
Yes.
I've never heard that term before. Yeah. And I said, well, I'm not Catholic guy. How can I be a priest of the family? Well, anyway... So after I left radio for a couple of years, I went to work in television production, and worked for WBRZ in Baton Rouge. And a friend of mine there was a cameraman, and I'll tell you his name, Ed Ball.
Yeah.
I asked him point blank one day, I said, wait a minute, you're Catholic. I want to know what happened after Jesus died and then he ascended into heaven. Where did the church go from there? And
right.
He goes, I don't know, but I'll find out.
And that's the cool thing about the Catholic faith. You can find evidence, okay? The writings of these people.
That's
it's amazing.
Right. So he found out about RCIA. He was going to Our Lady of Mercy in Baton Rouge. And and he attended every class with me. I think he missed two in 6 months, but he was always there with me on Wednesday nights. Aww. And it just so happens that Father Cleo Milano was the associate pastor. And he taught the majority of those RCIA classes.
Oh, my goodness.
And
what
one of the coolest things he said, and I've never forgotten it, is here, you know, we're talking about the Catholic faith. And what we're doing is not trying to convert you. We're just going to tell you what we believe and why we believe it. And if you choose to accept that, we welcome you.
That's right, because Christ came to make us free for freedom, right?
Yes.
And he wishes... Here it is, and you are free to choose. That's called free will. That is so beautiful. And I didn't go through RCIA. It was just prior to it being instituted, so I had private instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that specifically, Jeff. I know what you're talking about. It's I am free at any moment, and I can ask any question that I want. And it is powerful when you have that freedom. And so you ultimately chose to come home, right?
Yes.
Come home to the Catholic Church. And have you ever looked back, or have you ever regretted that decision?
Never regretted it. I have looked back at where I've come from, and my wife is like, "What took you so long?" So,
yeah, you know, God's timing is perfect.
Oh yeah,
and He's so patient. And I know there's so much to your story, and we couldn't possibly capture it in such a short period of time. But what a beautiful life and a beautiful testament to God's providence and how He leads us on that journey of trust. And you know, you mentioned your beautiful wife, Diane. I also want to say that I am sure that you are most proud, if I say holy pride, of your family, your beautiful wife, Diane, and you have three children, one of whom is a saint. I do want to mention her today. Her name is Marianne, and she is a saint in heaven. So we should ask for her intercession today. So Marianne, if you would please pray for us, because we do believe in the communion of saints. Amen.
Oh, I talk to her all the time. And what was interesting is, and I won't dwell on it too much, but this walk of faith, learning about the traditions of our Catholic beliefs and faith, unbeknownst to me, my mom, who is this a Baptist who had started three Baptist churches, two of which are in Baton Rouge.
Wow.
And
still existing.
Still exist.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
She began, you know, her studies to become Catholic on a private basis, but I didn't know that. She wasn't sharing that with us.
Wow.
A year later, my sister and I went to RCIA together and became Catholic together. And then my dad would go to church with mom, and he actually converted at the age of 81.
lovely.
Yeah, and 2 years later he passed away, and then 5 months after that, May of 2012, our 33-year-old daughter passed away. It was just a rare brain disease we never knew she had. But
my
goodness, she lived life to the fullest, and was. You know, she wasn't married, didn't have any children, and she just loved life and worked in broadcasting, followed in Dad's footsteps.
Followed in Dad's footsteps, and I know that you miss her terribly, but I wonder, Jeff, you know, God, as we said, God's timing is perfect, and our ultimate home is heaven, right? And
yes.
None of us know the day or the hour. But I wonder, I'm just listening to the story line here and the timing of things, and you had become Catholic prior to Marianne passing away.
Yes.
And I just wonder, I know that you have such a beautiful devotion to the Lord, and prayer life and your faith life is so inspiring. I wonder how your Catholic faith sustained you, and how it sustained you in general, but especially with that particular trial.
Well, I'll say this, that our children were this is kind of like in Protestant terms, they talk about the age of accountability.
Yes.
So they were at that age when I started going through RCIA, mm-hmm. That they were young enough to attend Catholic Church with us. And actually, they were baptized at the same time that I came into the church.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So they, I would say, especially through those teen years, which are the toughest, I think.
Sure.
They went to Catholic Church and at least had the instruction and guidance. Our oldest daughter's blessed us with two grandchildren. And then our son lives in North Louisiana, and he's going through some issues, but I think he has found, going back to his roots of the Catholic faith.
Yes.
He's got his, he's got his feet on the ground, and he's looking toward heaven.
Amen.
And is very thankful to God for
Amen.
Every breath.
Amen. And so when Marianne did pass away, your Catholic faith, what did you pull from to help sustain you, to give you hope?
Well, and I'll tell you, that is, losing a parent was one thing. I've, never lost a brother, sister, or my wife, obviously, but a child, losing a child was the hardest thing that I've ever gone through. And it's just the feelings, the emotions you deal with are just indescribable.
Mm-hmm.
However, I'll tell you, because of my faith, and you talk about coincidences, and I put that in quotes, 3 minutes before my wife and I were called back to talk to the doctor to say there is no help, 3 minutes before, Father Chris Decker had walked into the waiting room. And so we went back, and I said, can you wait until we go have this meeting? Came back and talk about divine providence. After we met with the doctor, I said, Father Chris, they say there's no hope. Can you...
Provided the anointing of the sick.
That's exactly then, right. Yeah, I didn't even have to get it out of my mouth.
That is such a gift of our church.
And the beautiful thing about it, Marianne was called Nana. She loved her nephew and nieces.
Yes.
But they were at her bedside. The grandmothers were there. Diane and I were there, and her sister was there. So we were able to go through that whole...
Yeah, it's like a ritual.
It is. It's definitely a ritual. Yeah.
And it's a holiness. If you've ever been at the bedside of anyone that is dying,
yes.
And when there is this holiness that's there, it is indescribable.
Yeah.
It's bittersweet, but it is so beautiful, so beautiful. Well, Jeff, thank you for sharing a little bit about that. I know that's such a tender subject to give hope to others.
Yeah. The hardest prayer my wife and I ever had to pray was one night after we left the hospital. We got home, we're exhausted, in bed. We held hands together and said the prayer, God, your will, not ours.
Right. Not our will, but yours, Lord. Yeah. Amen. And that's that fiat, that surrender to our Creator, with whom we are all called to be, I pray, in the beatific vision one day. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, Jeff, we just have a minute or two left, and I want people to know about your website, about your work, your wonderful work for the church. I know you've done, I mean, people can hear your golden voice. I mean, you've recorded books, I think three of Pope Benedict's works and one for Pope Francis. I mean, you do so many things. Tell us about your audio work at jeffblackwell.us.
Yeah, and basically it's there. It's one of these things that I auditioned for and got the job. So Catholic Audio Company is, it was just kind of a rough start for these guys. In Ohio is where it's based. And it's two young Catholic men who are now staying pretty busy because... they have a lot of audio books.
Thanks be to God.
Yeah. And I make commercials for a living, sometimes political commercials. My wife says I make things people hate to listen to. So. But it keeps the lights on.
It keeps the lights on. And you're such a Jeff, you know that I'm just going to tell the world, I love Jeff Blackwell because he is such a Saint Joseph to me. It's such a pleasure to work with you and honor to work with
Stacey.
You. Just consider it a great privilege. And so as we go out, Jeff, I want to offer that final prayer of the Divine Mercy Chaplet, if you will join me, please. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, dear Jeff Blackwell, once again for your presence here with me today, as well as all that you do for Catholic Community Radio. For God Almighty, we thank you. God bless you, Jeff. God bless you, my dear listeners. We'll see you again next time here on Faith and Good Counsel. Pax Christi, y'all. Bye-bye.
Faith and Good Counsel is a production of Catholic Community Radio.